We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
Yeah. It's myself, Mr. B-R-O-T-P-O-D, bringing you another episode. And this episode, I just want to give a little information about the Black Friday, Thursday, Friday deals that's coming up. I know it's a little bit last minute, but you know how it is at the last minute, last day, they kind of give out the real good deals. So I looked through many, and kind of narrowed it down for the good ones, the bad ones. And even after this, if you have any questions, go ahead and message me. I'll be with the family, just enjoying being with the family. So right now here in the Bennett family, we're just getting ready to go to another family member's house, sister's house, and munch, get some food in our belly, some good food. You know, that's what it's all about, good food and family. So music's bumping. I don't know if you can hear it in the background, but it's a good day. I guess the main thing is the family, right? Just being with a family. It's good. Be thankful for your family. Be thankful for who's around you. Just, there's a lot of things to be thankful. So this past weekend, there was a podcast that was going on. They kind of asked me to come on and tell them what I'm thankful for, but didn't get to make it. So I guess I'm kind of going to roll that out to you guys and see if you guys want to message me or just message me any way you can. Just, you know, be thankful for the things in your life. If you want to share that with me, share that with the podcast, share that with the listeners outside the podcast, because you know a lot of people are listening, a lot of people are downloading. Thank you very much. Keep it going, Rock Pod. A few things different here and there. It's basically tech, games, and movies. So you can find everything at rollingofftrackpodcast.com, RSS feeds, how to download, all that good stuff. So let's see if we can get this show on the road. We got the music bumping in the background. It's pretty good. Okay, let's see. First one is going to be from, there's a lot of different stores. There were a lot of sales, but I narrowed it down to these few stores right here. So, and again, this, some of them is going to be online, a little bit different, but they're going to be almost be basically the same price. So here we go. Big Lots, they're having their deals Thanksgiving Day. So yeah, Big Lots having their Thanksgiving Day and throughout the weekend, the 3-day weekend. So one of the things that they're having is a drone, radio controlled drone, 100 meter distance. Regularly it's around $40, so it's gonna be $24. This one's just not a name brand drone, but just a regular drone with the four blades on each side and has a protection over it. So if you get it for the kids or just a beginner, they'll have no trouble hitting the walls and it won't break or nothing like that. So again, this ain't a name brand drone, but it is a $24 drone. And if you're getting it for maybe like a little kid, your kids that's a little bit younger, that's maybe wanting to get into drones, or they find it fascinating, they see it on TV or they see it in movies or whatnot. But just a beginner drone, $24, Big Lots, not too pricey. You're not going to get the fancy features that these other drones have. It's just another radio controlled drone, $24, and this is at Big Lots. So another one that they're having that I found that was pretty good, buy one get one half off. It's a mix and match on these like headphones, earbuds, cell phone, tablet accessories, chargers. So again, these different chargers that they have, cables, headphones, earbuds, you know, that they're not really, they're, well, the brands would be Polaroid, iHome, Duracell, and Travelocity. So some of these brands, they're not really no name, but they do offer good prices for these low to mid quality electronics. So if you're looking for headphones, earbuds, not too high quality, just something to listen to your music, voice, audiobooks. You know, there's a lot of stuff to listen to out there now. It's not just music and bass anymore, like back in the old days, right? So, low cost headphones, earbuds. You can't go wrong with the accessories, the covers, the cases, the skins, and whatnot. So buy one, get one free. All right, and here's another one, $6 4-foot HDMI cables. Again, everybody needs HDMI cables, so here's one, $6 for you. Best Buy. Home. What was that? Big Lots. Trying to remember, Big Lots, $6 for an HDMI cable, which is pretty good. If you can grab one, that's a pretty good deal. You know, there's going to be some online that are a little bit better than $6, but if you can't get it online, this will be a much better price for $6. Usually online, you can find them, Mono Price, Tiger Direct, even Amazon. They come down to like $2-3 for 4-foot, six-foot HDMI cable. So if you can't go online and you need this, $6, not bad. And I'm telling you, it's not a bad price. And again, here, as much as any other places, from $1 to $10 for movies, Blu-rays, just the basic tiers of movies, you know, like the classics, they'll be like maybe $1 each, and up to the $10, they'll be like the almost a new release Blu-rays. So you just gotta look around, look through the pile, and see what you can find. All right, next door, Staples. They'll be doing a Thursday and Friday deals. And Staples, they do pretty good with deals year round, but Black Friday they kind of lower the prices a little bit more. So one of the ones I found a pretty good price, $299 for a Toshiba laptop. And this one has an i3 processor, not bad for everyday use, email, surfing the web, that kind of stuff, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that day-to-day stuff that you do on your cell phone, your smartphone, I should say. So yeah, i3 processor, doesn't handle the big games, the heavy duty video editing, but it does do regular video editing, audio editing, and stuff like that. You just can't go hardcore and it'd be expecting it to run fast and quickly and powerful. So, but this is a pretty good price, $299 for Toshiba laptop, and I would recommend this. Another one, New Vision, $40 for a 7-inch tablet. $40 for a 7-inch tablet. Again, it's almost a no-name brand, New Vision. But again, if you're looking just for the basics, maybe just something to throw on the coffee table, something to have the visitors or the young ones look at, YouTube videos, you're downloading your music onto, or downloading your videos onto it, movies, you know, something you could just buy a case around it and give it to the kid, give it to the baby, you know, something like that. It's not going to be, but of course it'll handle a lot of other stuff for that adults use it for. But again, for the price, $40, you can't beat that. And this one is a pretty good price. The Amazon Fire 7-inch tablet comes with a black case, 32-gig micro SD card. The micro SD cards, you know, you have to buy them separately most all the time, but this one, it's bundled with it for $55. You get the 7-inch Fire tablet, a black case, and a micro SD card, and that is a pretty good deal right there. So Amazon Fire, can't go wrong with that. Basic tablet, movies, books, videos, web, all that good stuff that you would use again on your smartphone. So $55, can't go wrong with that. And another one is $40 for 1 terabyte Seagate hard drive. It's not an internal hard drive, it's an external hard drive, something that you could use to back up your stuff and then store away the hard drive when you're ready to back up some photos, videos, music, whatever you save long term. Just break it out and plug it in, or you could use it every day just for your extra hard drive. And it is not a real bulky one, it's one of those slim ones, so this would be good to carry around in your backpack, have all that. 1 terabyte memory on there and all that good stuff on there, all your files. So that's a pretty good price, $40 for 1 terabyte. And before, when the first 1 terabytes came out, I think they were like $110, and it still do have two of those from before. And when they first came out, they were expensive, like around $100. So this is a pretty good deal, $40 for 1 terabyte. Another deal is $10 for a 6600 milliampere power pack, and these are pretty good to carry around, put in your pocket, put in your car, put in places that you just, I guess, everywhere. I carry three around in my backpack just in case. So these are pretty good. You may not think you need it, but one of those critical situations, you know, you go out with the family, you're walking around, and you don't have time to sit down and charge your phone, charge your tablet. This would be pretty good. So $10 for a 6600 milliampere battery, and again, this would charge three of those average size phones out there. You know, like your Samsung Galaxies, your Motorola's, and all that. So $10, 6600 milliampere battery pack. It's a good deal. Good deal. Another good deal that they're having. $10 for a 32 gig micro SD card, and $19 for 64 gig micro SD card. So that is a good deal. Usually you find these deals every once in a while throughout the year. So this one, if you can't pick up memory cards, you may not need it now, but trust me, you'll need it later, because sometimes memory cards go bad and you just need that extra one just right then, right there. So, and of course these come with those SD card adapters, so you don't have to really use it for the micro SD. You can plug it into the SD, put it in your computer, and use it to transfer files and all that good stuff. So 32 gig and 64 gig for $10 and $19. And for you CD DVD burners out there, $20 your choice, 100 pack of CDRs or DVDRs. So I know there's still quite a bit of people out there that still burn DVDs and burn CDRs. So burn them for a good cause, not for the bad cause that'll end you up in jail or paying fines. You know what I mean? Alrighty. Here we go. I found just a few on Dick's. The Dick's Sporting Goods. I know it's not really a tech store, but Dick's, they're going to be doing their Black Friday, Thursday, and Friday. And of course you can find these, I should have mentioned before, but you can find these deals online as well. So here we go for just Dick's Sporting Goods. For you runners out there, if you're looking for a Fitbit, you know the prices kind of went down a little bit, $10-$20. So if you're looking to find one, it's pretty good to get one right now, $10-$20, cheaper than what it usually is. So you can find others online, like these Fitbit trackers, these weight trackers, fit trackers, GPS trackers, and all that. So like smartwatch, like sort of like a smartwatch type, but some of them will be a no-name brand. Some companies are coming into the game of making these small electronics for consumers out there, but these are a name brand Fitbit. So these are only going to be sale $10-$20 off. So yeah, it's pretty good to get something like this instead of paying the full price. So the all the Fitbit trackers will be on sale, $10-$20, cheaper than what it usually is. And the one thing that I found that was pretty good was a Garmin activity tracker. And I do trust Garmin for your GPS tracking. There are some smartwatches where you take a run and the smartwatch has to be connected to your phone, and with that connection right there, that kind of lag, kind of, it's not really 100% accurate on where you're going, how many, with the distance that you've run, the distance that you walked, just to your activities, walking about, running about. So some of those smartwatches, they're a little bit off, but if you want to trust something, if you want to kind of get an exact mileage, exact distance, Garmin's are pretty good for that. So this one will be $150 for Forerunner Garmin activity tracker. And Garmin's are, like I said, reliable. This one's a good brand. So if you're willing to spend $150 for that, do it. It's it's worth it. All right, next is BIOS. Sometimes BIOS, they don't have real good deals. But this year, it's pretty different. They're not going to be doing anything on Thursday, but they'll be open on Friday. So Friday, yeah, I don't know why they won't be doing anything on Thursday. So let me just take a quick drink right here. I don't know if you can hear the music in the background. All right. Okay, for BIOS, this one I found pretty good. 70-inch 4K TV for $1,700. And I know the price is in the thousands, but for a 70-inch 4K, that's a pretty good deal. And it's a smart TV where you could download a few apps, Netflix, Hulu, those kind of apps. But with doing that, I don't know if you heard the podcast a few episodes ago, but I kind of went through with how the smart TVs work. So if you have any questions about that, don't be afraid to shoot me a message. 70-inch 4K HD TV for $1,700 Black Friday. That's pretty good if you're looking for a big TV and you know you're willing to spend thousands. This one, you're only spending $1,700. So pretty good deal. And another one on two more TVs, a 43-inch 4K. This one's an LG for $400. Not bad again, 43-inch 4K. And these are 4K, so that's why the price is a little bit higher than usual. So 4K, 43-inch, $400. Good deal. Samsung 40-inch. This one's only 1080p. This one's considered the HD TVs, you know. When the TVs were coming out, they kind of went from HD TV to 4K, Ultra, HD, HD TV, all those HDs included in there. But this one's just kind of coming back a few years. 40-inch 1080p LED HD TV. This one is going for $277. And I say this one's a good deal, 40-inch, less than $300. And this one's an LED HDTV. It's good for the family room. It'll be nice and bright even with the shades and the sun coming through the shades. So 40-inch, or you could put it in the garage. Some of you men out there, or the ladies, put it in the, if you want to put it in the kitchen, have a 40-inch while you're cooking, right? So, man, cooking, I'm getting hungry. Thinking about the turkey, pumpkin pie, mashed potatoes, tortillas, man, all that good stuff. It's going to be in my belly hours from now. Hopefully you'll listen to this and you'll already be full, so I won't be making you hungry. So 40-inch, $277, good deal. Next, we're going to Kmart, all the way across town to Kmart. So wherever your Kmart is, go across. Get to Kmart right now. So these ones are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday deals. Got that. Friday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. 32-inch LED HDTV. Again, this is going back a few years. $179. 32-inch. Not bad at all. 32-inch, $179. So another one from Kmart. Skull Candy brand. Everybody knows the Skull Candy brand. They've been known for their medium quality, and the higher price ones, those ones give out pretty good quality. You would compare them to the Bose headphones. So Skull Candy, all their headphones are 50% off, and you could find from $2 to $20. $20 is the highest price for those uproars. Regularly they're $35. So Skull Candy headphones, you could find all of them that they have for 50% up to 50% off. So the inked one with the mics, those ones are pretty good for running. Regular ones, the $2 ones, you know, those ones are pretty good for just I'm not gonna bash down a little bit. That one is pretty good, the $2 one. If you're looking just for basic headphones, $2 ones, that's not a bad one. So but it goes from the regular one to the inked one with the mic and the the controls, play, pause. So that one, and then goes to the over-the-ear headphones, $10 to $20. So those ones are pretty good if you're looking for bass, a little bit more higher quality audio. So Skullcandy, good brand. And here's another different kind of off-brand drone for $60 compared to the $24 at Big Lots. So this one's $60 for a drone, and it does have a little bit of, it doesn't, this one doesn't have a protection around the blades, but it does have a protection on the outside, so you will be able to hit the walls or whatnot, protect the blades from damaging. So again, these blades, they're pretty reliable for quite some time. If you don't hit walls at all, these blades will last you a long time. But if you're a beginner and you keep crashing into walls, keep crashing into objects, these blades will kind of slowly get out of shape, get out of form, and when it does that, the drone starts to not be able to fly as high, not be able to, you won't be able to control it as well. So these again, these drones are pretty low price, so if you're a beginner, it would be a good idea to get one of these, to start off with one of these, you know, practice, get some of this in. Then from there, you'll know if you want a real high price drone. Because I know a friend who had a drone, and he got one of those Parrot drones. I do have one of those Parrot drones. So he got one of those and he used it for a little bit and he never used it at all. So that would be my advice. Get a low price drone, play with it, see if you like it. See if you like tinkering with it, messing around, maybe put a GoPro underneath it. These low price ones, they don't have attachments to put action cameras on there. So, you know, action cameras vary from Sony to Polaroid and all those other brands. It doesn't just usually mean GoPro. So these other action cams, you kind of have fun with them, kind of make your own attachment and attach it to these drones and fly them up in different places and capture some pictures, some video. So they're pretty fun if you get into it. So $60 for this drone. Okay, one of my favorite stores, Best Buy. Theirs is going to be Thursday and Friday. So let's see. This one's going to be a few from Best Buy because they have pretty good deals. Amazon Fire Tablet, $35 compared to $40 at Staples, I believe it was. So $35 for the Amazon Fire Tablet, 7-inch screen. Good for videos, YouTube, browsing, Facebook, all those things that you do with your smartphone. So this is a pretty good tablet. Just to mess around, I would use one of these tablets, and I'm a hardcore user, so if I'm willing to use one of these, then it would kind of be good for everybody else. And let's see, another one, $299, basically $300. $300 for a Dell laptop i3 processor, 8 gig, 1 terabyte hard drive. And the only difference about this, that's why I'm telling you it's $300, is because this one comes with a 1 terabyte hard drive. Most of the ones before Black Friday, they usually come 500 gigs, and the price is a little bit, even the price was a little bit more expensive than $300. So if you're looking for a basic laptop that can do just about everything, but you can't run it hardcore user gaming and all that, it will game, but just not the real hardcore games you find out there. And again, if you have any questions about that, I'll be willing to answer that, or just shoot me a message and say if you can do a podcast about maybe gaming on a laptop or whatnot. So this $300 i3 processor Dell laptop, this is a good one for everyday use. The good thing about this was, as I said, the 1 terabyte hard drive for $300. It's not bad at all. And this one usually comes with HDMI, a few USB ports, and you could hook it up to the TV, use it as a living room entertainment, which means you just plug into HDMI, plug it into your TV, you could browse the web, YouTube, you could watch download videos and shows on your TV, nice and crisp and all that. So yep, you could usually buy this laptop and buy one of those $6 HDMI cables, right? Right. Another one, $400 for 4K smart TV again. This one's $400. Good deal. You're saving hundreds on this. 43-inch for $400. So the other one was 40-inch for $377. So the way I kind of remember it is every 10 inches, it's like $100 for 4K. So this one is basically a little bit better than the yellow because this one's 43 inch for $400. Not bad at all. LG, and LG is a pretty good brand. So if you're looking for a around 40 incher, I say, Mr. A is listening. He usually talks about inches. That a little inside joke. Little inside joke, you all. But back to it. 43 inch, $400. And a good way to remember this also is kind of think about it as every 10 inches, so every $100. So okay, next one, we got some sound bars, and these sound bars, they're pretty much $50 to over $100 off, which is good. And again, sound bars are kind of like headphones. The more expensive you get, the better they are. So, but I'm not saying the cheapest one is not good at all. I mean, I would use the cheapest one. It just depends on the room as well. So, like this one, the Insignia sound bar with Bluetooth, $50. That one I would use like in the bedroom. Maybe if you have a game room and you just want to play music, or even the garage, you could put it somewhere. Instead of having those little cheapy Bluetooth speakers, you could have this one to replace that. You could have this in the kitchen, hide it under the counter, you know, like screw it, have a little attachment where you screw it under the cabinet. You could have a good sound quality Bluetooth receiver and play all your podcasts like this one, Rotpod, ROTPOD, or your favorite music, and not really loud blasting, but it will get loud, but it's just not going to be studio quality or concert quality. You know what I mean? So $50, not bad for this price and this brand. So $50, I would recommend that. Another one, you go up to $100, same brand, Insignia. This one includes the subwoofer. So again, the more the price, the bigger the sub. So it just depends on the room that you have. So this one, $100. This one comes with a sub. Again, not bad at all. And this one, you're going up to the Samsung. So this one comes with also a sub, a little bit better sub, bigger sub, $150 for a Samsung brand. If you're into the brand Samsung, this is pretty good. They all, majority of them, they'll have Bluetooth in them, so you could hook up your smartphone, tablet, and whatnot to them. Makes it easier to play your music. So again, if you're using Bluetooth, it kind of degrades the audio quality just a little bit, but that's all different podcast, Bluetooth audio. But for this, $150 Bluetooth Samsung, good sub, good quality, it's pretty good. Recommend it. And another deal is the Roku Standard Edition streaming player, $25, not bad. Basic Roku player, you know, you play your Netflix, Hulu, YouTube. There's a lot of apps out there that you kind of sign up for an account. Not really an account, but kind of like an account. You sign up, you go to Roku, you sign up, email, password, that's all. And that gives you basically access to which apps you want to download to your Roku, because you can't really use the remote on the Roku to download apps. This one, you use your smartphone, tablet, or you basically get on the web, go to Roku, sign in, look through all the apps that you want to download, and it downloads to your Roku player. You could stream whatever. Just a small little piece of electronics that streams everything to your TV. Not bad at all. We have one here in the family, and it's getting its use, so I'm kind of thinking about upgrading to a newer one. And the kind of upgraded, a little bit upgraded one is a Roku Stick. It's just basically a stick, kind of like the Amazon Fire Stick. You just plug it into a HDMI cable on the back of your TV and you don't see it. That one is $40. You kind of save $10 on that one, but the good deal is the $25 one, the Roku Streaming Edition. So that, but both of them, they both stream tons and tons of movies, TVs, and all that. And the quality is still the same. You get high definition, so nothing bad about that. And if you're looking for that, $25, very good deal. And for you gamers out there, we got a sale on Xbox One controllers, $40. Usually they're around $59. So Xbox One controllers, $40. Grab one. I'm actually thinking about getting one for a little B. as cousins over, get them, get his gaming on. So another one for PS4, $40 is also new controllers. If you're looking for that name brand, not those other all those other brands. So controllers, $40 on sale. And here's another little fitness activity tracker, $50. Usually $100, you save $50. Jawbone, doesn't really have the screen on there, doesn't really have anything. You kind of use your phone, you use your phone for everything. But this one kind of gives a little bit more accurate GPS tracking, kind of gives a little bit more features on the smartphone. So if you're looking for a $50 good quality activity tracker, Jawbone, $50, it's pretty good. And this one's a real killer deal. Killer, man. Or should I say, Amazeballs. Hashtag Amazeballs. So, you see everybody using it. Use it. Hashtag Amazeballs. Hashtag ROTPOD, right? Yes, sir. So, here's some micro SD cards from Samsung. Samsung, good quality. $10 for 32 gig. $18 for 64 gig and $45 for 128 gig. Bam! Good deals, very good deals. Saving a lot of money right there. Again, if you don't need it right now, I still recommend grabbing as much as you can spend on these micro SD cards. Because after the holidays, you never know what you're going to get, and you're going to need an SD card and micro SD card, and you'll have one ready. Or sell it to a family member when they're in need of one, right? So your brother, your sister, your cousin, uncles, aunties, they ask you if you have an SD card. You say, I don't know. And they'll say, I'll buy one off you. Oh, you make some money right there. Double your price. I don't know if you'll do that. I don't know if I would do that too. But another deal, $100 for Acer Chromebook. Again, this is a basic processor. It's not a regular Windows laptop type deal, you know, download programs and all that stuff. It does have a hard drive, but the hard drive is just basically saving, you can save music, videos, and all that, but it's not really like a regular hard 500 gig hard drive where you save a bunch of stuff. The main thing for the Chromebook is you do everything on the web. So you open it, you sign in, and basically you have the web right on the screen. So if you're looking for a Chromebook, $99, pretty good. $140 for Asus laptop. Again, Intel Celeron processor, not too big on the hardcore processing power, 4 gig memory, 500 gig hard drive. The good deal about this $140 deal is it comes with a 500 gig hard drive plus Windows 10. So not bad for a good deal. Streaming, using it for the web, Facebook, whatnot. And if you're into thumb drives, $7 for a 32 gig, $4 for a 16 gig, and $15 for a 64 gig. And these ones are the thumb drives. Thumb drives, different from the micro SD cards. This one you kind of just slide the connector out and plug it into your computer. So these are pretty good to have around too also. I use them basically for backups on my computer. You know how you can use them, DVDs to back up everything. I kind of use this. Put the stuff on there, put it away, and it's there, and you don't have to worry about scratches, nothing. So if you find, I usually buy as much as I can afford at that time for a good deal. So again, you never know what you can use it for. And if you do, I just found an idea, had an idea. If you do buy gifts, small price gifts, and you don't know what to use them for, why don't you shoot me a message, and maybe I'll do a podcast on that, see how many people messaged me about that. You know, I bought this thing and I don't know what to do with it. What can I do with it? You know, I'll give you some good ideas. So, yep. Thumb drives, micro SD cards. Grab them if you can. How much you can afford. Another one from Best Buy. $100 4 terabyte external hard drive. Again, this one's external. It's not going to be a real slim one where you can just slip it into your little bag, into your backpack. This one is a massive, maybe like a, it's bigger than usual. This one you have to set on your table and it stays there, you don't bother or nothing. But 4 terabytes for $100, that sounds real good. I think I'm gonna get one. I need one. I need a newer hard drive. 4 terabytes, USB 3.0, which means you'll be able to transfer movies, files, everything fast, quickly. So, man, that's a real good deal. 4 terabyte for $100. Get it if you can. If you want to go a little bit lower, $70 for a 2 terabyte hard drive. See, $70 for a 2 terabyte USB 3.0. $70 if you want to spend $30 more for two more terabytes, right? But to each their own. $70, 2 terabyte, $100, 4 terabyte. And if you're into, if you're the tech guy of the house, tech person of the house, tech gal of the house, $90 for a Netgear wireless dual band router. This is kind of an upgrade one. Usually it's over $100, $150, so this one's $90. 13 megabits per second, 5 gigahertz frequency. It kind of goes back and forth to 5.0 to the 2.4. So these have good antennas, and Netgear, they do have pretty good antennas. Kind of goes a distance, and these ones, it can cover a big house, a 2-story house. So Netgear for $90 if you're willing to upgrade, and don't forget to buy the Best Buy warranty, right? Because of course Best Buy, here's a little thing, you buy the Best Buy warranty for $5, $10, $15 for a year, and within that year you can always take it back and upgrade and just pay the difference. Bam, that's a Rock Pod tips and tricks right there. Buy the warranty, not the warranty for the brand, but buy the warranty of the store, and then ask him, can I bring it in later? If it doesn't work, can I bring it in later a few months down the line? And then if there's another model that I want, can I grab that one and then pay the difference? Then usually they'll be straight out. They'll be saying, yeah, you can do that. So, but buy the warranty, people. Buy the warranty. Next one, Office Depot, Office Max. Thursday and Friday's deal. $50 for a 10-inch Android tablet. $50, people. Not bad. 16 gig memory. So, $50. HD. Not HD, but a 10-inch. Android tablet, not bad. Running 5.0 Lollipop. It's one of the newer operating systems. So 10-inch, $50, not bad. Grab it. Everybody can use this one. Another tablet, $90 for Toshiba Windows tablet. And this, if you you can do a lot more with Windows. Not as much as Android at this point, but with the Windows software and with the Windows programs out there and everything that you can do with Windows, it's kind of catching up and it's going to pass Android just because you could do a lot more with Windows. So being able to carry a Windows tablet around with you, you'll be able to do a lot of things. So unlike the Apple, both Android and Windows, you could carry thumb drives, micro SD cards. You could just plug it into the USB port and bam, you have extra memory right there. So just a little bit difference between Windows, Androids versus Apple. So, carry a Windows tablet with you. Not bad at all for $90. Another one, $4 for earbuds. Two pack for four. So it's around $2 each, but you have to buy $4 for the two pack. Simple earbuds, running, jogging, listening to whatnot. $4 for two pack. Pretty good. And this one is a $7 HDMI cable compared to the $6. So, and if you can't find a $6 one, $7, still a good deal, just a dollar more. Another deal, Craig. These are both Craig brands. Craig Bluetooth earbuds, you know, the one that go into your ear. It's a control, Bluetooth, wireless to your phone, smartphone, tablet, whatnot. $10. $10, people, $10, good deal. Another one, Craig Bluetooth over-the-ear headphones. These are the ones that go cup your ears. $10, people, $10, and they're both Bluetooth, so with Craig and Bluetooth options, don't expect high, super quality audio from music, the bass and whatnot. It'll be good, but just don't expect high quality Bose, those type of expensive quality, but these will be good quality, good for everyday, many months down the line. You use them every day, you won't feel guilty about tossing them or going to a store and grabbing another one. So $10 each over the ear or the earbuds, $10. Get it. Okay, and again here, Office Max, Office Depot, $100 for 4 terabyte hard drive. So if you can't get it at Best Buy, get it here at Office Max, Office Depot, $100 for 4 terabyte. Yeah, 3.0 again. Same thing as the other one. and $15 for 100 packs. CDRs or DVDRs, $15 for 100 pack. Bam! And this is a very good deal. I know some questions that came in for the Chromecast, 2 for $50. Not bad at all. I don't know if you can split it for $125 each, but 2 for $50, not bad at all. Chromecast, put one in the living room, put one in the bedroom, put both in the bedroom, put one in the garage, put one outside, give one to your dog, put a TV in your house, put a TV in the dog's house, right? I mean, everything is limitless. All you have to do is dream, people, dream, am I right? And printers, these guys have good deals year-round on printers. Sometimes it's used, sometimes they people don't buy them, so they put these printers out and they get sale. So, but these printers, pretty good deal, $50, $100 off. I'm telling you people, $50, $70, less than $130 for good printers. I mean, there's a lot to choose from $130, and they're very good from Brother, HP, Canon, you name it. They have a lot of printers, a lot of good printers. So you can't go bad with any of them. Of course, the more you spend, the more options you get. So, but not really options, but better quality, I would say. Because these days, these printers come with the same features like Wi-Fi. You could print from your tablet, smartphone, and all that. So the features, I would say, they all have it, but it's just the quality that it produces. Okay, Walmart, Thursday and Friday. Boom, Walmart has pretty good deals. Also, the first deal, $150 for a 40-inch LED HDTV. Again, not 4K, just a regular HDTV LED 40-inch for $150. Bam, that's good. $6.50 for this HDMI cable. Wow, so $6.57 for HDMI cables. Not bad at all. Do it. Bam. So another good deal, Roku again. The streaming edition, $25. Not bad for a Roku again. Oh no, Walmart is beating everybody else. $20 for a Chromecast streaming media player. Bam, I would say get your Chromecast from Walmart. Get it, people, $20. And here's a very good deal again, 32-inch smart TV, $200. 40-inch smart TV, $300. And a Samsung 4K 55-inch for $1,000. Bam, good deals. And Walmart does pretty good with their deals on TV, so you can't go wrong with Wally World. $50 for a 1 terabyte hard drive, not bad compared to the $70 of the other 2 terabyte for $70. This one's $50 for a 1 terabyte hard drive. Still good. Another one, 12,000 milliampere portable charger, $15. That one is a real good one. 12,000 for $15. Get it. And for the gamers out there, Call of Duty Black Ops 3 for 3 Xbox 360 and the PlayStation 3, $30 each. This one's not going to be for the Xbox One or the PS4. This is for the PS3 and the Xbox 360. So again, Walmart's having a sale on controllers for both PS4 and Xbox One, $40 each. Not bad. Not bad at all. So, okay, next one real quick. Target. Target is doing a Nikon Coolpix regular shooting point-and-shoot camera, $100. Good brand, good quality HD video. It's not a DSLR, so it's not a real photographer's dream camera, but this is a basic point and shoot, but it is a good quality. It is really good. I would recommend this Nikon Coolpix for $100 at Target. Now again, Apple products everywhere. You won't find a really excellent amazeballs deals, but you know, you'll find 10, 20, 30, $50 off of Apple products. So soundbar, if you're looking for a soundbar from Target, Vizio for $50. Doesn't come with a sub, it's just a straight sound bar. Again, just the type of room that you want. $50, Vizio, not bad. And this one, a Samsung, comes with a sub, $88. This one would be better than the other one, the $50 one. So $88 for Samsung, and you get a subwoofer on that. Bam, good deal. So, and here's a photographer, or if you're a photographer, is a good deal for a Nikon D3300 DSLR. Again, the 3300 is just a model. So Nikon D3300, $500 for this bundle. Comes with a Wi-Fi adapter, camera bag, and two lens. You know how the lens, you can switch them out the front? Just the type of distance, view angle, wide view, just those type of different angles. But this one comes with two lens, a camera bag, and a Wi-Fi adapter. The Wi-Fi adapter is basically a little dongle you plug into. It kind of goes on the side of the battery pack on the camera, and it allows you to connect to your smartphone, tablet. So when you take a picture, it automatically transfers to your phone or tablet. $500 for a DSLR, and a D3300 is a very good one. So pretty good. So that's about it, people. RockPod giving you some Black Friday deals, some deals that you wouldn't see anywhere else. So, and these I would all recommend. So if you have any questions, or you just buy something that just because it was on sale, shoot me a message and say, what can I do with this? What are some good ideas, you know? So let me know. Shoot me a message. Don't be scared. And yep, as always, I'm always here. ROTPOD, Mr. B. Signing off. Have a good holiday. Family, friends, Rock Pod, share the Rock Pod. I will catch you guys on the next episode.